The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. Our God is good, and His mercies is from everlasting to everlasting. What a joy to have you tonight on the Hour of Fulfillment. I know God brought you this way because something is about to happen. One thing that is so exciting about the Word of God is that it doesn't drop on the ground. He fulfills what He sent for. And the truth of the matter is that the moment you release your faith to what is spoken, I am telling you, God will do exceeding abundantly above all that you think or imagine. He has you in His heart. That's the reason He sent His Son. Now, I told somebody, I said, if you look at the cross of Jesus, I am telling you the truth. It is not your prayer. It's not your fasting that put Him there. No, it is not your encouragement. He went there because He loves you. So, because of that, I know something is about to happen to you tonight. But before we go into the word tonight, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you because of the price that you paid. Thank you for the love that you love us that is beyond human understanding and comprehension. Father Lord, we thank you because of the word tonight. Thank you, Father Lord, for preparing the heart of the people to hear, because when you send forth your word, Lord, it changes things from the foundation. Father, we ask tonight, speak to us in the language we will understand, and we vow that all the glory and all the honor and all the praise will be to you alone. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, we've been talking about the efficacy of the Word of God. I told you the other time, it's the most powerful technology ever that's ever existed. Now, God don't consult the scientist, he doesn't consult the philosophers. Now, he himself is enough. And that's why when he wants to create anything, he didn't call you. Exactly. So now, if you want to continue, you listen to him. Now, that is why the Word of God is very important, because that is the tool for living. Now, look at this. Whatever you look at is what you look like. I'm going to say that one again. Whatever you look at is what you look like. When you look at the Word, when the Word of God is your focus, you start looking like Christ. Amen. Oh, you need to get this. You see, you are not disadvantaged at any point. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter what is going on around you. Now, just change where you're looking at. Now, whatever you look at will determine how you look like. Now, look at it. Peter was looking at Jesus, and he was walking on the water. Now, listen to this. It was not the wind that sank him. No, if there was no wind, have you walked on water before, you too? Nobody have walked on water, so you don't need the wind to walk on water or to doubt. Now, walking on water is a supernatural thing that happened to Peter. Now, what made Peter sink was because he changed the focus, not because of the wind. Now, if the wind was still blowing, man, I saw that after Jesus Christ took him out of the water, he still walked on the water, because both of them walked on the water to where Jesus Christ was. Now, that means it's not the wind, it's the focus. When you start looking at Jesus, nothing sinks you. When you look at what sink people, you sink like them. Now, and that is what I want you to know, because the Word of the living God transform life and bring you from one level of glory to another. It is the tool that God gave to you so that you can live as if you are in heaven on the earth. If you despise it, there is nothing God can do to help. Now, watch this. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse 18, see what the Paul apostle said. He said, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass or mirror, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. So we saw that the more you look at the word, the more you are changed to look exactly like the speaker. And that's why you must take the word of God as a necessary food every day. The most challenging thing is many believers are not looking at Jesus. They are not looking at the word. They are looking at the situation. And they are taking instructions from the situation and their challenges. Now, I'm not saying they don't go to church, they sing in church. But many times they don't even listen to what is preached. Many times, in fact, they already have their opinion before they left home. So whatever you say, you are just wasting your time. Now, but Jesus Christ, the one that said, he said, I and my Father, we are one. I knew this. He told the Pharisees, please, when you read the Bible, remove your spiritual, spherical, and religious spherical. And let's look at it the way it happened, as if you are sitting down with Jesus himself. He told them, he said, guys, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God doth man live. In other words, your existence on the earth is dependent on thus saith the Lord. Amen. You cannot live on philosophy. You cannot live on psychology. You cannot live on scientific discovery. Those things are good, but they have limitations. Now, and when you get into a place where what you think you know cannot solve your problem, you enter into depression. No matter how long you've been trying it. Now, Jesus Christ told us, he said, living is based on the word of the living God. In other words, it is your manual for living. Because the foundation for every confusion and stress is when man believes another instruction contrary to the word of God. When God says something and you have an idea contrary to what he says, now you are digging a serious grave. Well, I'm telling you, you need to listen to me tonight. Mm-hmm. Because you may not like it initially, but you like it before we finish. Now I tell you, I promise you. Now, you can only silence any situation when you exalt the word of God more than the knowledge of the world. The world have knowledge, but their knowledge cannot solve the earthly issues. That is it. Now, you see, if you think the world didn't have knowledge, now you'll be lying about yourself, because the scripture told us that even when Moses brought the rod and he threw it before Pharaoh caused some people too.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing. Now if it is so easy to just take a rod and make it a serpent, why don't you do that one in the house? Now, so that means now they have their own knowledge too. But you see, the answer to the question is the rod of God swallowed the rod of the world.
Amen.
That tells me that the world has a limitation.
That's right.
Now, when God's word comes in, when the rod of God comes into your life, he swallowed the serpent of the world.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, God was speaking to Adam and Eve, and he just said, well, I put a tree in this garden. He said, the day you eat out of it, you will surely die. Now, the enemy came and he said, God lied.
Mm.
He said, God was totally wrong. Mm-hmm. God is too local. He doesn't know. He's sitting there. You don't know what is current in town. Now, they say, He said, just if you eat it, nothing will happen to you. Now, and Adam and Eve agreed with serpent.
That's right.
Can you just see that?
Yes.
Now, we saw from that scripture, the Bible says, and Eve saw the fruit, and he said it was good for eating.
Yes.
Can you just see that?
Yes.
See how senses came to defeat or deflate the instruction of the living God.
Amen.
And the moment that happened, they lost their estate.
Mm.
They lost their dominion. Now, the fact that they diagnosed you in the hospital does not mean that you are sick.
Amen.
Now, that is the knowledge. That's one part of the knowledge. The knowledge of the truth said, by his stripe, you have been healed. Now, I'm taking you somewhere. Just follow me. No matter what the senses says, God still have the final say.
Amen.
Lamentation said this in Lamentation chapter 3. He said, who is he that says it? And it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not. I'd like you to just look at yourself. Things that are happening around me, is it commanded by God? If it is not commanded by God, shout it down. Command it to disappear. I wish I should say this one. Because I have seen a lot of believers struggling, and God is saying, that is not my plan. Now, I love you. I created this universe because of you. But I know it's my mistake. God says, shut up. Your mistake is part of what I paid for. Now, your mistake, that's why I suffer. If every one of us have been righteous, Jesus Christ will never come.
Amen.
Thank God for your mistakes. That is why he suffered. Now, why don't you just receive what he has done for you? Now, the access to the word of the living God. You know, we've been talking about, how do I get into the revelation? Because the truth of the matter is, people read the Bible. But only if you have a revelation of what the Bible was saying. Now, I saw this man, the Ethiopian Enoch. I mean, somebody that traveled all the way from Ethiopia to Jerusalem, and he was reading the scripture, but he didn't understand what he was reading. So that means you can read the Bible, you can go to church and still live in ignorance.
Yes, yes,
now,
Bishop.
It takes the revelation, and we've been talking about how do I get inside this truth. And number one that I'm going to just share again tonight is you must desire to know. You must desire to know, because the truth is in the word.
That's right.
And the revelation of that word is what changes your life. I want you to listen to this very carefully. In the book of Proverbs chapter 24, in verse 13 to 14, he said, my son, eat that honey, for it is good for you. He said, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. And when thou art found it, then there shall be a reward, and your expectation shall not be cut off. In other words, the moment you discover the truth of the word of God, you are eating honey. And your expectation is bound to be fulfilled. So how do I get the honey? You have to seek for it. You get what I'm saying? You must desire to know. Desire to know. Every desire provoke great revelation. Every desire. I've seen it in God's word. When your desire to know is established, passion grows and increases inside of you, and the Holy Spirit goes into action to open your eyes to the truth, because you don't just get it if the Holy Spirit didn't help you. That is why in the kingdom of God, you are not even thrown into a place where go and search for it. No, he sent you forth, and he gave you an helper to help you to see it. Amen. So even if you don't see it, he will lead you, he will help you. I think somebody is getting this.
Yes.
Now, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Peter was speaking, and he said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. We have too many babies in church. That is why the devil will slap somebody, he will scratch it, and slap another one, he will scratch it. Say, we don't know what is going on. When are you going to be an adult?
When you gonna grow up?
You are. We all started like sheep. We are sheep of his pasture. You have to grow from sheep to be a lion. Jesus Christ started as a sheep. He was taken to the shearer. He ended up being the lion of the tribe of Judah. That is who you are.
Amen.
And you have never met a smiling lion before.
Mm-mm.
Anytime you see a lion, he's ready to for his prey. You see something? That is who you are. And it takes solid food, desiring to know the truth, for you to get to that level. He said in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12, he said, up the vard, make the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Without a genuine desire, you cannot get the revelation. You can be reading the word, but what is your desire? Do you desire to know the truth from the book? When your quest for learning stops, you lose relevance. That's what is going on. I have seen people, they started looking for the truth, and after some time, they get so depressed and they lose it. Now, the moment your desire drops, you start losing relevance, because it is learning that provoke performance.
Yes.
The more you know, the more you are known. Hey,
man.
I'm not talking about just former school system whereby you have to go to. No, I'm talking about being current with what heaven is saying. We have so many people current with CNN. They know what is going on in Washington. They know what is going on in Alaska. They know what is going on in Afghanistan. When are you going to know what is going on in heaven?
Amen.
And the news comes every second via the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are not talking about just school system. Thank God for school system. We are talking about being current with heavenly instruction for you. Now, if you as a believer, you don't spend time, you don't have a desire, that is no way you can build a library. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? And I used to say this one, is either you are building a library or you are building a mortuary. You have to make a choice. It's either you are building a library or you are building a mortuary. And I, a lot of people don't know, unknowingly building a mortuary, and they think they are still Christians. Because the level of knowledge determines the level of freedom.
Amen.
I wish somebody is getting what I'm talking about. The good news is the knowledge of the truth of God's word is now everywhere.
Amen.
We have never seen a generation that have access to knowledge like this generation.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the apostles, we are reading their materials today. They don't have books to read like we have it. They don't have CD, DVD. They don't have radio program. Thank God for Press 107.9.
Amen.
I wish it was in the time of Peter and Paul. Something will have happened. Now, and we want you to know that nobody is a victim because of his sin. Nobody is a victim because of the devil. After Jesus Christ rose from the dead, I'm telling you, people are victim of ignorance.
Amen.
That's it. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth what shall make you free. That's what he said. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not because the devil just gained another rank. No.
Amen.
And so much, so it is, that means the moment you know that you are forgiven, sin loses his grip.
Amen.
You just know he pay my price. Yes. And no matter what the devil is bringing on the table, you just say, who are you? Where are you coming from?
That's it.
If you are talking about my past, what's going on with the blood?
Still work.
If you are talking about my behavior right now, what is going on with what Jesus Christ paid for?
That's right.
Get out of here. Now, because you already know that you are already forgiven. When you know that you are seated with Christ Jesus, far above all principalities and power.
Yes.
You tell the devil, get lost now.
Right.
You will be, because you know you are not his mate. You are not on the same level. Satan comes under your authority when you are aware that you are in Christ Jesus and you are seated there. But this will not just come because you are a Christian. Mm-hmm. There must be a desire to know. There must be a desire to know. You have to stand up and declare, enough is enough. You put your destiny in your hand and you say, it's time to shine. I refuse to allow the enemy to treat me just like a trash. I belong to royalty.
Amen.
That's why when you come to church tomorrow, we will teach you and show you what the word says. You can, let me tell you the reason majority have not been able to come, despite the fact that they have a conviction in their spirit, is because there is no desire to know. No desire to know. And when you don't have a desire to know, you can't know. Even if you come, you won't hear anything. Insider, you say, the usher didn't greet me very well. In fact, when they were speaking about me. Have you ever gone to church and they said the pastor preached about them? I said, if the pastor didn't preach about you, who is he going to preach about? He preached about the tears?
That's right.
Now, you see, because if it's not just because he knows you and he's just speaking by the Spirit, he's speaking to somebody to change somebody's life.
Amen.
That's the way it goes. Your destiny changed tonight.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Enough is enough. Satan must suffer devastation over your life.
Amen.
A whole king was hanged because of you. The creator of the universe went through shame and disgrace to bring you out.
Amen.
You cannot allow that price to be lost. Are you getting what I'm talking about?
Sir.
Now, I mean, let me just quickly say one more thing and we close this. Now, number two, study to show yourself approved. Study. Now, because it's not, that's number two. Now, it's not enough to have a desire. Engage that desire by the study of the word of God. You study the word of God just as if somebody is studying for an exam. Sit down. Reading Bible on the bed is not study. That's snack. Now, I'm talking about you is sitting down with it that you want to discover your destiny. Now, you can read, you can listen to anointed tape, you can read anointed books,
that's right,
CD, DVD, and invest into your spirit life. That is what gives you revelation. If you know how Satan has vowed to mess you up, you will desire to mess him up.
Amen.
I'm telling you, right. You will say, you,
yes,
we are not in the same, you, I, you,
not me.
The way you, your look enough, will make the devil to vanish into thin air.
Amen.
Because light don't beg darkness to go. When you are lighted, darkness comes under immediately.
Amen.
That is one thing the Bible make us to know. You read the word, listen to the word, and the more you do it, the word of God begin to read you too.
Amen.
That's why the scripture is so powerful.
Right.
The more you read the scripture, the more the word of God reads you. It get inside of you. Daniel was saying something in Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. You can read it because of my time. The Bible say, I, Daniel, understood by books.
Right.
I, Daniel, understood by books. Mm-hmm. You see, when you are not a reader, you can never be a leader.
Amen.
You have to read something. You don't have to be in the normal, oh yeah, oh, maybe Bishop wants us to go to Bible school. Fine, you can go. But if you don't want to, read some things. Read some material. I wrote an article this month. Now, and somebody picked it up and it texted me. I still have it. And he said, I read through this article and all my fears just disappeared. And I saw opportunity in what I was already running away from. Mm. And I took it.
Mm.
Now, some people saw that same and they said, it's too long.
Mm-mm. That's right.
The same article that says somebody freeze, it's too long. Mm-mm. Somebody said, if you want to put people continually in ignorance, put money inside their books. They will never open it. Then let me tell you, that is not good. Many are crying when the solution for their life is on the table. We are all loved the same way.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God don't love somebody better than so under because of so that. No. That's why God loves him. No. For God so loved the world. Not even the church. God so loved the world.
Wow.
He loved everybody the same way.
Wow.
But we don't operate at the same level of knowledge.
Mm.
That is why grace is different.
Mm-hmm.
The grace of God over each one of us is different because grace come by knowledge.
That's right.
The more you know, the more the grace of God increases over your life. So if you want to increase the grace of God, stop crying inside your room. Come out and join us tomorrow.
Amen.
Come and know something. Read something. Hear something. And your story will change.
Amen.
Paul told Timothy. He said, Timothy. He said, I know you are a bishop. But you see, you don't get lifted because of title. Title don't change you to have dominion. No, you can be bishopric, you can be at pope. He said it doesn't change anything. He said, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. That is how to get to where you are going.
Yeah.
He said, in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13 to 15, I'm rounding up now. He said, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hand of the presbytery. Meditate upon this thing. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Let me tell you, redemption change your status. But insight will bring its manifestation.
Amen.
Redemption makes you know that you are forgiven.
Yes,
the insight into the word of God will make you to be a winner.
Amen.
What are you going to do? It's time to make a choice. It's time to tell yourself, no, I am not going to allow the devil to mess me up anymore. I'm going to wake up because I know it doesn't matter what my life is right now. The better is yet waiting for me.
Amen.
And I know that as you join us in the service tomorrow morning, something eternal is going to happen to you and your life will never remain the same again. I can't wait to see you tomorrow morning. Oh,
amen.
Come on now. Pastor Jack, what do you think about that?
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Tomorrow is another day.
Wow.
Tomorrow we're coming out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly for this awesome word from the Lord is 7171 Arlington Expressway. Thank you so much, Bishop. I want to thank you so much. Thank the audience for tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we certainly are inviting you to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services tomorrow morning. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, give us us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Come out to tomorrow's service, because that's going to be a service that you don't want to miss. Now, we're going to be talking with Bishop about tomorrow's service later on in the broadcast, but right now we have Marvin Sapp on the way with One Thing. So stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Stay there. Stay there. Come on, come on, come on, come on. There's just one thing I desire.
We are back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow. You have an open invitation. We have two services tomorrow. The first service is an early service. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. The second service is at 10 a.m. The first service is at 8 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. 10. Make plans right now to come out to tomorrow's service, and you'll be mightily blessed. So now we'd like to introduce the fulfillment team that's live with us in the studio tonight. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Pastor Christian is here with us. Pastor Clarence is here. Minister Thunder is here. And of course, I'm yours truly, Pastor Jan Jones. We truly count it a privilege to be here with you tonight. Amen. And we thank you so much for tuning in. Now, we've been inviting you out to our services tomorrow. And tomorrow's service, I told you you're not going to want to miss it, because tomorrow's service is our covenant day of It's My Turn. Now, I know you want it to be your turn. It's my turn.
Right.
So I'm telling you, you've been waiting. You've been watching other people take their turn all this time. But the word has come that it is your turn. So you want to come out to tomorrow service at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and take your turn.
Amen.
So now it's time for us to go into that wonderful segment that we call The Moment of Change. And to take us right into it is Pastor Christian. Pastor Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and highly favored. It's a pleasure to be in the studio with you. Amen. And, you know, I looked forward to this day that we are back on the air live. So I thank God for this opportunity. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. This was well missed. But, I mean, I just want to thank the Lord for your life, because this is an opportunity that being here makes it more important to me that I should not miss this program. So if you're listening, I want to encourage you, because I feel I am so blessed in this studio tonight that I know you feel the same way, and you don't want to miss this opportunity to tune in every Saturday from 7 to 8. But, you know, we want to thank the Lord for our bishop, because, sir, you know, your obedience is what brings the word to us.
Amen.
By you allowing yourself to be a vessel in this land to be used, God is using you mightily to change destinies. The Lord, we continue to increase you, sir.
Amen.
You know, the unction on you will continue to increase.
Amen.
You know, Pastor Jen, tomorrow, my turn is tomorrow. So I just want to confirm that with you. Amen. But we go right into the moment of change where we are talking about what our bishop just spoke about. So you bless us tremendously again tonight. You know, this is the moment of change where we try to bring the word to apply to us in this 20 whatever century we are in. Sophisticated people like us, you know, we have the internet at our fingertips, we have television even in the cars, you know what I mean, we are riding with cell phones, and some people got 3-4 of them and they can connect them, and all of these gadgets are making our lives so complicated and sophisticated. And so let's bring it back to the word, because now with all this said, we're looking at a life where you're saying what you look at is what you become.
That's it.
You know, and I want us to look at this as believers, that we are looking at more of the phone than anything else. We're looking at more of the steering wheels than anything else. We're looking at more of the television screens than anything else. This is the real life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... We understand that yes, what you're saying, and we've heard it. We grew up in hearing most folks went to church,
mm-hmm.
and they're dealing with challenges every day in church, but they're still believers, and they say, Jesus is my Savior, but yes, there's so much bondage.
Mm-hmm.
There is just makeups, like you say, sometimes they put on these beautiful makeups, but then when they go behind the scene, there is so much crying going on because of the pressure.
That's it.
Okay, now how do we separate ourselves in this circumstance? Because what I just gave is a picture of the 21st century man that is there. And when I say man, we're talking about the gender.
The human being.
Mm-hmm. That this is what they are facing. The mm-hmm. enemy has created an opportunity to be so destructive that now the power of the word has diminished, because guess what? The word that said, meditate on it day and night becomes a burden to somebody.
Yeah.
Even sitting down to read it becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you keep your eye on the word when you are so much in a situation that the enemy has created sophistication that is a distraction? So help us understand. Mm-hmm. Because this is where the solution has to come from.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Now, until you are tired of what you are going through, you will keep on struggling.
That's right.
Now, you see, there is a solution that God made available to everyone on this earth. Now, just from, even from the Garden of Eden, God already said, now, don't eat that. If you eat that, you die. But this one, when you eat it, you live. Now, man went there. Now, until you are tired of that situation, God is not. Now, look at this. In the school, when you go to school, your teacher teaches you.
Mm-hmm.
But your teacher won't read to pass an exam for you. It's not going to work. Now, the Holy Spirit is your teacher. Amen. But he won't read the Bible for you. You read the Bible, he helps you. Now, but if you, take for example, somebody is sick and you are not tired of your sickness, you keep on just, you'll be encouraging yourself with the sickness.
To be sick.
Yeah. See, but when you are tired of it and you just say, look at this.
Okay.
The prodigal son, the so-called prodigal son, was tired of his affliction.
Sick
and he said, how many servants in my father's house? Now, listen, he was tired of it.
Yeah.
Now, you have to be tired of lack. You have to be tired of sickness. You have to be tired of disease.
Amen.
And just say, I used to say this thing in the church, you remember? He said, what you don't like, you don't watch.
That's right.
You don't watch it. You rise up. You are a God in the inside. You see, if you don't know your value, Satan will devalue you.
Amen.
He hates you with a passion.
Amen.
And all what he will do is to discredit and disvalue the word of God.
Right.
So the moment he's able to do that one, he will attack you with sickness initially.
That's right.
He attack you to devalue the word. Because he knows that by the time he rises up against you, there is nowhere to run to.
Amen.
That's just it.
Wow.
You just have to make up your mind.
Amen.
I'm going to read the word.
Yes. And the word is powerful, Bishop. Amen. You know, you speak about this all the time. And you always come back to the word.
The word.
And that's the only thing that's going to keep us, you know. That's the only thing that's going to sustain us. But I find out that this thing is, the more that I grew in the Lord, I find out this thing is simple.
Simple.
It's simple.
Thank
you know, as a child coming up, there was a couple of nursery rhymes that they used to sing all the time, but it didn't have value to me then, but today it has a lot of value. You know, you said there was a nursery rhyme that said, be careful of the children what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful of the children what you say.
That's it.
Be careful of the children where you go, because the Lord up above is looking down on us. So be careful of the children where you go. Mm-hmm. And the other one is the nursery rhyme of, yes, Jesus loved me.
Mm-hmm.
And that had no relevance as a child, but today it has all the relevance in the world to us as children of God.
Mm.
And we know that God loves us, you know. A lot of us are just stuck at the redemption part.
Mm.
You know, redemption, like I told you before, when I got saved, I was glad for redemption.
Mm.
But once I came under the teaching and the tutelage of a teacher, I knew it was much more to that.
It's much,
and that's where a lot of people are today. They say, but they're still doing the things of the world.
Mm.
And they need to be able to discern what they need to do in order to grow. And you said some of us have been babies too long.
Too long. Now look at this. Look at this, Pastor Clarence.
Yes, sir.
Now, God saw Joshua. After the death of Moses.
Yes, sir.
And what God said was so shocking.
Yes.
And he said, he said, Joshua, say, yes, sir. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. As if they didn't know he died. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Yeah, I know. I said, okay, now I know what I'm talking about.
That was an announcement.
He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. This book
yes,
shall not depart from your mouth. So that means it is not just reading, it's speaking.
That's it.
It shall not depart from your mouth. He said, you shall meditate therein
day and night.
He said, that thou may observe to do all that was written therein. He said, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Remember, Moses already laid hands on him.
Exactly.
So he didn't need to read anything. Mm-mm. Just say the anointing is here.
Yeah.
He would have died cheap in the hand of the Canaanite.
Yes. Without the word. Without the word.
But God told him the tool to sustain you is the word.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate that,
thank
sir.
Thank you. You know, we if you're tuning in, this is the moment of change. We're bringing the word to apply to your physical lives. How you be able to use God's word to change your situation. You know, Pastor Jen, tomorrow is an opportunity for someone that I might just be hearing just a little bit to come and be blessed with a whole lot of it.
Amen.
And because tomorrow we have a whole lot of this coming through, and there's two services. There's one in the morning and 8 o'clock in the morning, and there's the one at 10. So, I mean, I want everyone listening to have an opportunity to be under a great teacher.
Yes, amen.
You know,
yes.
It doesn't matter where you are now.
That's right.
But we know where God wants you to be.
We know.
That's right.
We have the opportunity to move from one level where we are to another level.
Yes.
And some of us are testifying here that God has used the word of God, preaching that you are listening to. Mm-hmm. To turn destinies around.
I'm telling
you. Tomorrow is an opportunity, Pastor Jan.
Pastor Christian, tomorrow is the opportunity.
It's
opportunity to come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Telling you, tomorrow's service is, it's my turn. If you've been waiting in line, it's your turn. So step up tomorrow. So get there early. If you come to the early service, be there 8 o'clock. Be there 8:05 so you can get yourself a good seat and you can be ready to hear what God has for you. If you come to the second service, come at 10 o'clock. I'm telling you, God wants to speak to you. It's your turn to turn things around in your life.
Amen.
And that's tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. So now we're getting ready to open up the phone lines. I'm going to give you the number to call live into the studio. Give us a call here. Bishop is here. He's standing by. He's ready to pray with you. If you want prayer, you may have heard something in the moment of change. You may have heard something in the word that stirred up something in your spirit. Give us a call here in the studio. The number to call is 904-831-1079. That number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. So give us a call. Bishop is here. He's ready to pray with you. The number is 904-831-1079. And if you call us and the number's busy, give us a call back. We want you to get through. And we have operators standing by to answer the phones. So give us a call at 904-831-1079. 831-1079. 1079. It's your turn. So, Bishop, tomorrow's service is... Yeah. It's my turn.
It's my turn.
It's our covenant day, because everything is a covenant.
Yeah.
Yes. It's our covenant day of it's my turn.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Now, listen to this. I was in God's presence, and he gave me the scripture in Genesis chapter 21, verse 1. He said, "And the Lord visited Sarah as he has said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he has spoken." As the Lord was speaking that to me, and the Lord said to me, tomorrow's service is going to be it's my turn. He said, a lot of people have been in life for too long. They have had people share their testimony. In fact, some people thought maybe they made it up. He said, as many on the line is going to turn to them tomorrow. Now, we had, I don't know the testimony that was already there, but let me just share this one. We had this lady that had an accident almost a year ago.
That's the one.
That's the one. Okay, let me. No, I won't say that one.
Let's just go right in the testimony.
Okay, okay. Now, she had, and I saw the picture. In fact, I said, you should send it to my phone, because I saw the picture and I saw everything. Mm-hmm. She had an accident, and the glass entered into his leg, and he went to the hospital. They did everything they needed to do. Now, and after 1 year, they discovered that the leg was swelling up, and they didn't know what was going on there. And he heard me saying this. That's why you don't just go to church just to attend. Casual. He said he heard me saying this when we are taking the communion. Mm-hmm. He said he heard me say the communion is not snack. Mm-hmm. Stop taking it as snack.
Right.
The life inside Christ is inside that blood.
Amen.
He said, I started taking the communion and I put communion on that same place. And they were in the house. And the glass started coming out.
Mm.
From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mm. I saw it myself. Mm. And it came out. It's as long as my finger. Wow. And big. And I said, wow. How many people carry trouble in their bodies?
Mm.
And it stays there. And they say God is training them.
Mm.
And God is sending a word to take it out. And the day God is sending it,
amen,
they are not there.
Amen. 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 I'm telling you.
Wow. Woo!
So it's your turn.
Yeah.
Wow. It's your turn.
An awesome testimony.
I tell you.
Yes. So it's their turn, because she was delivered from that.
Yes.
Just by exercising her faith in the word.
In the word.
The word came and she acted on it. So, Bishop, the people that are coming now, they're hearing this. And mm-hmm. because, and I know what I'm talking about, because I'm telling you, when I used to hear this before I was prophesied, I would hear it too. And I'd be like, okay, all right. Whatever. But until you experience God's deliverance, something that you know only God did that.
This.
When you know only God did it, that's when you know you're walking in faith.
That's
and
it.
That's when you know you're in the right place.
Yeah.
So you need to come out and experience this. What do you have to lose?
Nothing.
I mean, you've been
everything
to gain.
Everything to gain.
You've been hoping for it and hoping for it. It hasn't come.
Everything
but now it's your turn.
It's your turn.
For it to come. Come out
Kala.
To service tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly for It's My Turn.
Amen.
So I'm going to give the number out. The phone lines are still open. The number to call is 904-831-1079. That number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. So we have some things going on in CREPA as usual. And to tell us about that, Minister Thunder, give us our announcements tonight.
So we just had a wonderful anniversary. And we have something really big coming up. So this is a save the date. All right, join us for our next Dominion Celebration. It will be held October 18th through the 20th.
Woo! 18th through the 20th.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to begin on Friday at 7 p.m. That's October 18th. Again, on Saturday at 7 p.m., October 19th. And then on Sunday during our Sunday service. It's going to be held at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We look forward to sharing this encounter with you on Friday, October 18th, on Saturday, October 19th, and on Sunday, October 20th.
Amen.
If you're interested in being a blessing to the work of the Lord through this radio ministry, send your seed using your cell phone. You can text us a single word, give and be blessed, to 73256. Just follow the prompts. You can also visit our webpage at www.crepa.org. That's www.crepa.org. From the top right menu bar, select Give. Select the drop-down arrow for CREPA Radio Support and follow the remaining prompts. You can also mail it to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211, or you can bring it with you tomorrow when you come to service.
Amen. So those are the announcements, and I want to go back to the Dominion celebration. But first, let me give the number to call into the studio. Live in the studio, Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. That number to call is 904-831-1079. Give us a call here in the studio, 904-831-1079. So, Bishop, the Dominion celebration, the theme is Mighty Harvest.
Mighty Harvest.
Mighty Harvest. And we know we've been harvesting all year.
I'm telling you.
This is our year of Mighty Harvest. But this Dominion celebration is special.
It's special.
And we're talking about it now because we want to give you plenty of time to save that date and be ready for it. Because what we do, when we know this particular Dominion celebration is coming, we save the date for that.
Oh, yeah.
And we plan to attend.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons we plan to attend, because, you know, there's the anointed and there's the anointed.
Yeah.
And we have the anointed one coming.
Yeah.
Also, Bishop Francis Walioki.
Yeah.
He is coming. And Bishop, you're going to have to tell us about that because you have an awesome testimony about, you know, the baby.
The baby, and she
threw the baby to him, and the baby was dead.
Yeah,
and the baby came alive.
Oh yeah.
Now I know there's people out there with some dead things in their life.
Oh yes.
It's time for those dead things to come alive.
Hmm.
So you're going to want to be a part of this Dominion celebration.
That's it. That's it.
So Bishop, we're going to talk about that because we want our audience to prepare for this.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, let's go to the phone lines and see who we have on the line. We have Edward King on the line. Edward, you're on the line. How can we serve you tonight? Edward, you're on the line. How can we serve you tonight?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
We got you.
Last night, me and my wife went to see the movie Overcomer last night.
Oh, yes.
And it was so powerful that me and my wife, we've been in a struggle in our marriage the last 8 years. There's been a lot of domestic issues. And last night, while I was sitting in the movie theater, God brought me under strong conviction last night just by watching that movie. And what it did for me, as me personally, as a man, I grew up in church. I grew up singing in the choir, went to Bible study, and then years later, I kind of fell off. And me and my wife was in the movie theater last night. We both left. We got in the parking lot. We couldn't even leave the parking lot from the movie theater last night. It was just the move of God that was on our life. We both were just teared up, and we were just like, God, this is what we both needed because, you know, we both been in a struggle financially. You know, we have a child together, you know. And I just felt it was much needed for both of us because, you know, I've been back and forth, you know, home and traveling back and forth on the road. And last night, it was just, I felt like it was time for me to just take my rightful place in what God is calling me to be. That's in the right season, this hour of my life.
Amen.
And me as a man, I'm just a man. But it's other men that's out there that's struggling just like me that don't want to, that's being in denial about who they are.
Right.
And one of the questions that stood out for me is, do you know who you are? And for a long time, I struggled with mistaken identity for a long time. And this is like last night, I woke up, I went home last night, I was just refreshed when I woke up. Felt like I wasn't carrying no weight around. I had a lot of unforgiveness in my heart with people that have hurt me in my past. Now I don't have that bitterness or that envy and no jealousy in my heart towards nobody else. And I just give God the glory this day for what he is doing in my life, in this season of my life right now.
Amen, 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 amen. Now, I pray that what God has started in your life, the Lord will perfect it in the name of Jesus. And as you seek him to find out more about what he wants you to do, I decree in the name of Jesus that the Lord will give you an open ear and a heart that can receive in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I come against every plan of the devil over your life, over your marriage, over everything you lay your hands upon. I curse it from the root and I decree blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you Hallelujah. So much, Brother Amen. Edward. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open, and the number to call is 904-831-1079. That number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. Give us a call. Bishop is here. He's standing by. He's ready to pray with you. That number is 904-831-1079. So, Bishop, we were talking about the Dominion Celebration.
Yeah.
And we know we have Bishop Francis Walioki coming in October. And that's why we gave those dates out, October the 18th through the 20th. We want you to put that on your calendar and plan to be here, because that's going to be a miraculous service. So you want to come tell us about it.
Yeah, you, me myself, I can't wait.
Yes.
Because I have known the God servant, Bishop Francis, for a long time.
Yes.
And it's such a blessing. And I have met anointed men and women of God. This man stand in a class.
Yes.
Now, I have seen God use him to raise the dead. I've seen God use him to turn things around.
Yes.
And it takes his grace to bring this man to this city.
Mm.
And I don't want anybody to miss it. Everything that God has planned for our life this year, we are reaping it in those 3 days.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I know that our teams praying all around the world. I mean, this man have more than 3,000 churches all around. So and when he's coming for a meeting like that, all the churches takes it up as a prayer.
Yes.
So don't miss it for anything. People in thousands and hundreds of thousands are praying for you for this meeting.
Amen. Yes.
So come and pick what belongs to you.
And that's October the 18th through the 20th. Yeah. Put it on your calendar, your date book, your iPad, your iPhone. Don't put it on the mother phones. Put it on your iPhone. And all those, you know, put it everywhere that will remind you for October the 18th through the 20th for the Dominion Celebration at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, we're going to go back to the phone lines. We do have Sister Tamala on the line. Sister Tamala, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Well, yeah, I just want to give God all the glory.
Amen.
Because I was on my job for 14 years, and I got terminated on the 22nd for being going on a break 6 minutes early. But I already knew that it was coming. It was coming, and because I was so tired of doing all the hard work and the labor for me being my age. And I know I just could never quit, but I knew God was saying anyway, if you tired, just leave it all up to me. But hear me, I'm always trying to work.
Yes, amen. Sister Tamala, turn your radio down just a little bit so you're not having the feedback.
Okay.
There we go.
Is that better?
Yeah, continue. I'm sorry.
I was always trying to work. And I felt like this last year here, my boss, he was always nitpicking at me about the least little thing. So when he called me in and told me I had left at 6 minutes early that Saturday, I volunteered to work. This was last Saturday, and he called me in and terminated me Thursday. You know what? It seemed like even after he did it, I know I needed I needed a job, and I was not going to beg. I said, God, close the door. He going to open a big one.
Amen.
I see. He gonna open a big one, and I just had all my whole body, my whole spirit, and my whole being new.
Amen.
I said, God, it's all on you.
Hmm.
You know, not saying I quit the job, just wanted to lose my job, but it's just the feeling that I had, and I knew that it was time, because I couldn't give him all my right time like I'm supposed to, because I'm always dragging. My body wore out. I'm so tired all the time, dragging in the Bible study, dragging in the church.
Wow.
You know. And it just was time. And I knew he had been telling me anyway, you just thinking you're doing everything on your own, working hard all the time. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
I know he got something better for me. I stayed there 14 years.
Okay.
But
I want you to know that God wants you to have a job that will give you joy and will make you to serve him. And that is what I'm going to give to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. The word says, whosoever does not work is not supposed to eat. But the scripture says that the blessing of Abraham is upon your daughter. I decree by the authority in the name of Jesus, receive the favor of God right now and get a job that will give you joy and fulfillment in the name of Jesus the Christ. I command the spirit of favor to rest upon you. I command doors of opportunity to come for you right now. Take it in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tamala. God bless you. So the
God bless you.
Yes. So the phone lines are still open. The number to call is 904-831-1079. That's 904-831-1079. So we were talking about the Dominion Celebration, and we were talking about Bishop Francis Waleoki is coming, but we also have someone else coming too. We have a recording artist that's going to be here, and that's what we want you guys to prepare for this, because I'm telling you, you've not seen anything like this. And Minister Thunder, you're going to tell us about the recording artist that's coming, Bernice Blackie.
Yes, Miss Bernice Blackie was awesome during our anniversary. She blessed us mightily. Wow, so Minister Bernice Blackie, she is from Liberia. She's a gospel musician, and she's based in the U.S. She's won so many awards for hip-hop gospel, female artists. She was amazing. She was amazing. And we enjoyed her. It didn't matter if we were 6 years old or if we were 60 years old. We all were blessed, and we cannot wait for her to return.
Amen. Amen. And you can follow her on Facebook
to your hour for Bernice Blackie.
So that's October the 18th through the 20th. Put it on your calendar and come out to this great Dominion Celebration. So, Bishop, it looks like our time is about and we've got to get out of here. So we want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow morning. It's your turn at 8 a.m. service tomorrow morning. That's that early service. And 10 a.m. is the second service. It's 7171 Arlington Expressway. So we'll be back next Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So we'll see you next week. And until then, remain blessed and remember,
Jesus is alive.